Good Thursday morning. It's second best day of the work weekend. It's time now for our Thursday morning conversation. Tomahawk Community Theater is our subject of discussion here this morning, and Angela Latham is one of the cast members and my guest here this morning, as well as Terry Baccaro, part of the stage crew and kind of the guiding force behind this whole thing called the Tomahawk Community Theater. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Thanks for both of you being here. And so, Terry, this is number three.
This is the third adult play, yeah.
The third adult play, and there's been
two children's plays. One Tomahawk Has Talent play.
Mm-hmm. So, this has really taken off, hasn't it?
It has.
So, what are we, 5 years old now? Four years old. And so, looking back, when this all started, I can't believe it's been 4 years ago that you first came in here and talked to us about this.
I know.
First of all, but looking back on that, I'd probably have asked you this before, but I'm going to ask you again. How have things gone as, according to your vision? You had this vision. You thought that this would maybe go over, maybe not go over. Boy, it's going over, isn't it?
It really has. But all these people, there's so many people behind the scenes that have put in so much time and energy and out-of-pocket money to get the ball rolling, and then the community has just fallen in line. The enthusiasm and the support has been overwhelming. So we had thought we'd be a cute little fun. Wouldn't this be fun? And it's turned into a full-time, year-round production, things to do always.
So much for retirement, huh? This is a labor of love, though, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes. What else would I do?
Absolutely. So, well, you've been around show business, so to speak, for an awful long time, getting kids ready and just a different way of doing it now.
Yep, yep.
Angela Latham is my guest here this morning. Angela, it's nice to meet you here this morning, and you're part of the cast. And so what part will you be playing?
I play the part of Eve, who is the story centers around the fact that she is a whistleblower. She's a person who works for a large accounting firm, but saw greed and corruption and decided she had to take a stand. And now she's in a witness protection program, and
okay.
So this, the house that she goes to is where the story takes place.
So, Terry, what is the name of this play, and how did it come about?
The name of the play is Ghost Story. When we had kind of graduated from having the plays at Inshallah as a dinner theater, the cast really deserved to have an auditorium. The only time the Tomahawk School Auditorium was available was at the end of October. So when we got together, we thought, well, maybe tie it in with a Halloween theme or a spooky theme. So Ghost Story was one of the plays that we came up with. And after reading through the script, we thought it would be, it's a comedy. It's fun. It's a cute story. It flows, and it's going to go 90 minutes, I think.
I think that's about right.
Yeah.
So is this an old story? Is this a play that's been around a while? Is this a new production kind of thing? Brand new?
I think it was written in 2003, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's not super well known, I would say.
It's kind of made for community theaters.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Got it. Okay, so it's called Ghost Story, and like I said before we turn the microphones on, Beetlejuice is doing big business at the box office, so this is a great way to ride those coattails.
Just ain't seen nothing yet. Yeah, wait.
Yeah, if you're into Beetlejuice, this will be your next thing.
This will be it. So we don't want to give away too much, but Angela, what is the whole plot to the play here?
Well, I'll save a few things to not do any spoiler alerts, but I will tell you that it's going to appeal to people who do want the light comedy, you know, you don't want to go out and have dark, heavy themes,
right,
perhaps. But it's also going to appeal to people who appreciate some substance to a play. That's what I like about, one of the things I like about Ghost Story is there's plenty of, you know, one-liners and clever characters, but there's also themes like corporate greed and justice and what it means to tell the truth, even when it's going to cost you a lot. So I think it gives people things to think about, but it's not short on a lot of things to enjoy.
And so the spooky parts of this whole story, how does that come into play?
Well, with ghosts who like to make a racket and surprise, make surprise entrances and appear out of nowhere, that kind of thing is quite, you know, frightening to, especially the, what do they call them, the civilians, the humans, the living humans in the play are often startled.
I haven't seen the TV show yet, but there's a show on TV called Ghosts, I think, and it's a takeoff on a British series, and they've Americanized it. It gets great ratings. I've never seen it before. I don't know why I haven't taken the chance to tune in, but I guess this is a popular topic nowadays.
Right. I think there's a lot of interest among people, you can see a lot of interest in the paranormal, for example.
Sure. Yeah.
And if you get on social media at all, there's, you know, a lot of people out there who are very much practicing in psychic work, and we make a couple of psychic jokes, you know, so it's certainly in with that part of culture right now.
So there's going to be some surprise. It's not going to be real spooky. I mean, it's not going to be spooky like that. There's going to be some laughs. There's going to be the Halloween kind of theme, the ghost story kind of theme, of course, but some surprises. And that's the whole thing about surprises. We can't really talk about them, but we should just say there will be surprises that
yes.
won't be talked about here.
Yes, that brings in a little history.
Oh,
yes. A little history.
That's a whole other realm that mm-hmm. I think will, for the history lovers among you, mm-hmm. among your listeners and our audience, you'll get a few treats.
A few treats and some tricks there, too. Angela, what is this your first time acting? Do you have a stage experience? What attracted you to the Tomahawk Community Theater?
Well, I'm not new to theater. My background is as a theater professor for several decades, but I've had Tomahawk as a part of my geography for many years too, and I've acted a lot, and I was so excited a couple 3 years ago when I first became aware that Terry and her fine group of executive board and all the others were putting together this enterprise, and I was thrilled, so I wanted to be as helpful as I could.
So with this kind of background, how come it took you so long to get on board?
Well, there wasn't. I kept an eye out for community theater, but I didn't see a lot of it happening. Maybe I just wasn't as alert.
Okay.
And I was working full time as a professor, and a couple of years ago decided to quit my day job for mm-hmm. a variety of reasons, and it's given me more time to pursue my own creative work, including this.
Okay. Terry,
we have learned so much from Angela's expertise, and she came on very kind of subtly, you know, and didn't, but just had a few suggestions, and then we thought, wow, that's a great idea. Oh my goodness, we never thought of that. And finally, we pulled it out of her, like, how do you know all this stuff? And then it's like, ta-da, I have a background. So we feel really fortunate to have her, not only as an actress in the play, but also as kind of an advisor to kind of steer us towards the future, you know, in a more positive direction.
So from an educational standpoint of acting and theater, Angela, what does it take for somebody what does somebody need inside them to really let that get out on stage and be a really good actor? How do you become somebody else? How do you teach that?
Well, that's the question that great theorists of acting have been working on for a very long time.
Okay.
So I'm glad I'm not alone there. I won't solve it right here and right now, but I would just say to encourage people, I think, you know, the work that Terry's doing with children is a huge place for people to start. I wish I had had the same kind of opportunities that you're giving the children in the community here. But one way or another, even people who may not have had those opportunities, as I was one of those people, it's something inside you. And if you find yourself continually gravitating toward this kind of work, then just find yourself in every opportunity you can make for yourself, and then look at schooling, look at, you know, there's wonderful courses that are taught at the local community college. I spent a few years teaching at the community college level as well, and I know we taught people who had never had any experience, and they went a long ways.
Another question that's just coming to my mind naturally here is that, is this something that parents should encourage their kids to get into? Because let's face it, it's probably not a steady paycheck getting into the actor's business, at least right away, at least. How do parents be able to encourage their kids, but they're also concerned that their kid's going to make a living too? How do you mix that together?
Well, it's going to, yes, I dealt with that a lot as a professor of young people who had gone against family wishes by pursuing the degree we were offering. But
You hear about that all the time. Mom and Dad wanted me to be a lawyer, but I wanted to get on stage.
Right. Yeah. Well, for one thing, I would say there are just so many more opportunities now for kinds of performance work. You know, there's social media opportunities. There's a lot of user-generated content that is, requested by professional sites or companies that try to recruit actors, and they just want ordinary people. So the more you can train yourself, whether you decide to get full-time training or not, the more training you can get and the more you know about the industry, you can actually find a lot of ways to be useful and to get opportunities. And you might or might not want to make a career of it. You know, a lot of people do great professional work even as part of what they do.
And Terry, how many people involved in the group are just doing this just because they've always had that little bug inside of them, and this is just an outlet for that?
I would say everybody that we can think of, from the cast, yeah. the directors, the guy that built the set, Jim Wise, made a beautiful set for us again, Jason Kivala, and then we have our stage crew like Elizabeth McBride, Kathy Recksteiner, Chris Heidschmidt, John Ramsey's our sound guy, Julia McGovern, familiar name, is going to be
Julia,
our light tech,
huh?
And Karen Stefan has kept the publicity going. All of these people... it's just a great team. I mean, we all come in, everybody gets along. There's no, it's a very friendly, really cheerful place to be.
So not only a creative outlet for people, but a social outlet too.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. That's why we're hoping that in the future when we have auditions, that we have enough people to not only cast the show, but then understudy the show. So say if they didn't get a part, but they're involved as an understudy, then maybe the following year we could have a bigger production with more people. We have a hard time drafting people to be in the show. Everybody wants to see the show, but it's the limited amount of people who feel confident to be in the show. It doesn't take much. So something with a very small part to start might get you hooked in. Even some of these people, like in the background, when someone doesn't show up, it's like, hey, could you read for this part? And then they read for the part, they go, oh, I could do that. So it's a learning experience. We're still trying to grow. So
yeah, a lot of people say, well, I can do that. Then they get up on stage, the curtain opens, and there's all those eyes staring back at them. Angela, how do you overcome that?
Well, a lot of it helps just to have experience. The more you do that kind of thing, the more you know from... work on the radio, there it's a performance too. You just have to do it.
No, it's really not. People have told me that before. It's really not. This is me. I'm not performing. This is me. This is the same me you're going to get to 10 minutes after 10 o'clock once I exit this. This is just me. So I'm not putting on the act. I wouldn't be on the radio 35 years if I was acting. I promise you that.
Well, I guess I refer to things like making sure you're speaking articulately an audience can hear you, and some of those basic technical things you have to do in whatever medium you're using. But I agree that, and some people never quite get over the nerves, and I certainly always have the butterflies, and actually that adrenaline is what helps you perform sometimes better, as long as you've done the work ahead of time to make sure the synapses are all firing.
So there's a lot of correlations with this and athletics, same kind of thing.
Exactly.
Before you hit the field, I know as soon as I got my uniform on, I had to go to the bathroom. The nerves kick in right away, and the adrenaline starts kicking. It must be the same thing.
Right.
I told
students that very often, that, you know, you have to rehearse your plays, your lines. It's just like, you know, the football team doesn't go out without running the plays.
Angela Latham is part of the cast. Terry Beccaro is the driving force, as I said earlier, behind the Tomahawk Community Theater. And she doesn't like to take all that credit, and she's got a lot of help. And yes, we know that. But
she is the heart of it all.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. So let's talk about some of the other cast members. Angela, who else is in the play with you?
Well, they're wonderful people. We've got Kristen DeBells, Joan Labs, Ken Lusty is our director, but also is doing a part in the play, so he's really taking on a lot of responsibility there. We've got Gloria Quinn. You can name some of the other folks. I've just really become to know some of these folks. Some of them are new to me because I'm...
Yeah. Ted Heidschmidt, him and his wife Chris have been on the board for a long time, and he took a role this time. Jennifer, your own Jennifer Turkwitz, here from the radio station, she's back with us. Al Bishop, popular name in town, and Tim Stefanich. So that we have 9 cast members, 4 are ghosts. Wait. Five are human.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. and then part of the cast also, you said that's part of the surprise.
Yes.
Okay, so we're just going to keep it just like that. There's going to be a surprise at the play called Ghost Story. Now, the dates are October 26th. That's a Saturday. That'll be a 7 o'clock show on Saturday night. Then on Sunday, a matinee at 2 o'clock on October 27th. You talked about the dinner theater that has been done in the past. This location at the auditorium at the school doesn't have the dinner available for it. And so, but there's some great restaurants in town here that's picking up the slack, so to speak. Tell us about that.
Well, what we did, we invited the restaurants to be our to feed our people. Because in the past at Inshallah, they had a wonderful dinner and a show. And at the auditorium, we just thought, well, maybe it'd be a great opportunity for restaurants to kind of boost their sales, as we say, and say, like, if you still want a whole event of the evening, come and have dinner with us, go see the show, or then maybe stop back for a cocktail or something after the show and talk. So the restaurants that are on board with us, we have a Castaways Bar and Grill, south of town on 86.
I'd get the Wisco Burger.
Just
saying. Oh, that thing is good.
And then if you're on the other side of the town, the Tilted Loon is offering... Actually, they had called and said, if anybody shows up with a ticket on their phone, you could get half-price appetizers. So
nice.
That's an event from the Tilted Loon. We didn't really ask them to do a dinner special or anything, but just to say we're encouraging our audience to go visit these places because mm-hmm. they helped financially sponsor the show. Tomahawk Family Restaurant in town is one, and then Sideways Wine and Craft Bar will be open as well, before and after the show. So we just encourage our patrons who are buying tickets to come. You don't need a ticket to go to these restaurants. Tilted Loon, if you want their special, you will need to show them, but they will feed anyone.
Okay.
So tickets
are just for the play itself. And so, again, just to stress the fact that the dinner's not included in any way, just go and have some good food at some of these great businesses that are supporting the whole outfit.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's for sure. And that keeps our ticket prices, we can keep at the low price of $10.
Nice.
Steal.
The community theater has picked up there's a fee when you go through TicketSpice, and there's another fee if you use a charge card. So we are in a position this year, fortunately, to be able to pick that up. So all you will pay is $10. No additional fees.
So, and how do you have to go online? That's the only way to get these tickets?
Yeah. So if you go to the Tomahawk Community Theater website, and there's a picture of tickets, and you click on the tickets and can order. We are asking if anybody has any problem to call. So I'll give you my phone number.
Okay. Some folks, navigating this kind of stuff is difficult for a lot of people.
Well, and they always make me try because they figured if Terry can do it, anybody can do it.
Oh, okay.
So I did get through it, but you do need to go to the website. So you do need some internet access. So if you have trouble, my phone number is 966-0606, and I will help you.
Easy to remember. So Facebook would be one place to get ticket information. The website is, what's the website?
TomahawkCommunityTheater.com.
Okay, and the dates again, October 26th for a Saturday night show at 7 o'clock. Make sure you go to Castaways Bar and Grill, Tilted Loon Saloon, Tomahawk Family Restaurant, or Sideways Wine and Craft Beer for your pre-show appetizers and dinners, and then stop by any one of those places too, or at least a couple of those places will have some beverages afterwards too. So if you want tickets, $10 sounds like a cheap night out.
It's going to be well worth every.
Can you get a movie ticket nowadays for $10?
No,
I didn't think so.
Maybe it depends on if it's a second run or something.
How much time will this play take? How much time will people be sitting down?
About 90 minutes.
90 minutes.
Yeah,
that's an easy watch.
There's
too.
A little intermission in there, which gives you a little break in between. So, and we do need to thank the Tomahawk High School Drama Department and Michelle Balda. They have been very generous with loaning us their furniture and their props and some costumes. So we've been a really good partner together. And then the Tomahawk Community Thrift Store has been really good about supplying some of our needs too. And of course, our friends at the Tomahawk Community Theater who just send money. They don't even know what we're going to do, but they send money and we figure out what to do with it.
I'll bet the thrift store has a lot of costume and stage stuff there.
Yes, they always call. Yeah. And also the Tomahawk Historical Commission. They have given us lumber and costumes and and help.
So you really put the community in Tomahawk Community Theater.
And they just came forward. They just volunteered. So
the operative word.
That's because it's Tomahawk.
That's you got that. Yep.
That's because it's Tomahawk. Angela Latham, one of the cast members. Is it safe to say the star of the show, Angela?
I don't like the word. Maybe you could say lead actor.
The lead actor, okay.
Maybe that would be.
Angela, any last words? Why do you really want that auditorium to be full on October 26th and 27th?
Because a number of things, but one thing I would say is there's nothing like live theater to feel a sense of community and the experience of engaging with live actors on a stage. We're all used to sitting in front of screens and being passive consumers, if you will, but theater puts you in the action in a way, because we respond as actors to your responses, and it's just a wonderful experience.
No pause buttons at the theater.
No, and you can't, you know, the surprises.
That drives me crazy, doesn't it?
Right.
Pause for a second. Wait, I'm watching that. No pause buttons at the theater.
Right. And things, besides the planned surprises, sometimes there are unplanned ones. So yeah. Those you just...
It's a live show.
Never tell.
What you get is what you get.
So more than just the planned surprises, there are going to be maybe some other surprises too.
And that will be a surprise to us as well.
All of us, yeah.
Good. Terry, you get last words here before we let you go this morning.
I encourage everyone to come and join us. Get involved with the community theater if you want to. There's always jobs and things to do for volunteers. We never say no to a volunteer. So we'd love to have you join us, and it'll be a fun evening.
Any questions about the theater in general, or if you especially need help getting these tickets, they're just $10 a piece. Go online to their Facebook page or go to Tomahawk Community Theater website. That's how you'll be getting these tickets. If you can't navigate that stuff, Terry says, give her a call, 966-0606. Thank you, ladies, for being here this morning. I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow, yet alone on the 26th or 27th, but I haven't been to a play yet. One of these days, I'm going to have to get to one of these plays.
There you go. We'll save you a seat.
Good deal. Yeah. There will be reserved seats, huh?
Yeah, two. We'll save you seats for two.
Good deal. I'll see if I can find a date.